Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you are listening. This is 1003A. The A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. What do we mean by that? It is everything we can do to make your life better, and we take it from the news of the week. I'm going to give you an example. Moderate drinking may improve cognitive health in the elderly. What's that all about? Well, it is that women who had 7 or less drinks a week, often 2 or 3, and men who had 14 or less, often again 5, and no day with more than 2 a day for men and no day for women with more than 1 a day, had a decrease in the slope of their cognitive aging pattern, such that over the 10-year period of this study, they had about 3 years less cognitive aging. So a substantial improvement in aging. Now, what's the cause of that? We really don't know. But what we do know is that it's a consistent finding. Now, the people who contrast this would say, well, wait a second, they were comparing against teetotalers who became teetotalers because they were problem drinkers and drank too much in the past. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case in this study, so I urge you to look carefully at it. In any case, the point that we would take is a little bit of drinking is okay, a lot of drinking is bad for you. And that's the kind of stuff we bring you, and that is the news of this week and what it means to you. Now, I'm going to also, I'm a little hoarse because of allergy season, if you will. I get this from the trees and was down in a tree-growing area this weekend, and so am a little more hoarse than I'd like to be. But I should remind you that the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, just take the online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, you get a 30% discount for each of your first two orders. Each of your first two orders. That's a pretty big discount. Thanks very much for listening. Let's go over the other stories. Long-term sugar intake increases ectopic fat. What do we mean there? Well, fat that's ectopic is stuff above your, for example, your, and I'm going to make this your pericardium, your heart. And that causes your heart to dysfunction over time and to get more inflammation. And that's our longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. Eliminate all sugar, all, if you will, syrups, and all simple carbs from your diet, and you're 50% of the way towards a healthy diet. If you also eliminate all foods with saturated fat and trans fat, and trans fat's easy because they went out of the food supply in April by regulation, and if you do that, you will be 100%. Everything else is good for you. So then the only problem is to eat them in relative moderation, like that drinking we said. And that, by the way, the drinking we said was a wellness foreplay story of the week. How can stress make you eat more or not at all? That's right. This is a rare phenomenon, but stress sometimes makes people not eat and get thin, and sometimes makes people eat way too much and get overweight. So the big question is, what do you want to do? The message is learn to manage stress and it won't be bad for you. There was a story 3 weeks ago, and I should repeat it, that fireworks are bad for your lungs. And why are they bad for your lungs? Since people got delayed fireworks season this year, they're bad for your lungs because of all the particles and the heavy metals. They release iron and cadmium and strontium along with the particulate matter, and those things get in and damage your lungs. The sleeping on weekends won't erase sleep debt. What does that mean? It means that people who sacrifice sleep, go to 5 or 6 hours of sleep at most during the week, think they can catch up on the weekend. I always thought that. And in fact, I'm sure I did some of that, just as these people do. But what happens is you miss an hour a day on the weekday, 5 hours debt, and you make up an hour or 2 hours of that debt by sleeping an hour longer or an hour and 15 minutes longer each weekend day. You're still short by 2 or 3 hours. You never make it up, according to this study. Midlife crises, why are they different for women? Well, they're different because the kids leave the home and they've been in charge of rearing them. They're different because they also have menopause in a more definitive way than males undergo andropause. And the other thing is many of them haven't prepared to enter the workforce full-time when the house gets as empty as it is. Now, I suppose that's going to change since many men are now house taking care of the kids, educating the kids, etc., but it hasn't changed yet. Discrimination faced by African Americans, probably everyone gets some discrimination against them, but African Americans obviously have suffered much more and much longer, and it appears that that also is associated with raising blood pressure. In this study, they looked at 1,845 people, and they had them rate their degrees of discrimination. And then they looked at their blood pressures. These were people between 21 and 85 years, and you got it. The people with the highest incidences of discrimination had the highest blood pressure. As we go through other stories this week, I think those are the key stories that I wanted to cover. And so we're doing this as quickly as possible. I think that's all I really want to tell you or talk to you about. Those are the key stories this week. There was one other key story, and I may have snuck it in last week because it was just coming out. We've learned now that the difference between SARS-1 and SARS-2, why SARS-2 is so infective, is that apparently it attacks the nasal mucosal cells, your cilial cells and other cells in your nose, and replicates there, whereas SARS-1 has to go to deep to the pneumocytes. This has some striking implications. It means that you're much easier to breathe out and infect other people with this coronavirus than you were with the SARS-1 coronavirus or SARS coronavirus, and that's why that has largely died out. It required it getting deep in the lung. This one, once it gets deep in the lung, causes a lot of damage as well as replication. What does that mean? It means the best way to sleep is not on your back, but is on your side with a slight tilt with your head downward so that your nasal secretions drip outward rather than you inhaling them into your lung. So remember, sleep, if you can, with your head tilted downward. This has been You, the Owner's Manual number, and I better get the number correct. I think it is number 1003A of You, the Owner's Manual. Remember, big story, keep drinking moderately at all, and if at all, and that moderate drinking seems to be better for you, and sleep with your head tilted downward. We, of course, are brought to you by My Persona, Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment at mypersona.com/Roizen, and you get a discount. But you'll find out what supplements you need, and they're personalized to you. They're in these great packs. They tell you maybe there's a morning pack and an evening pack. They're really organized and really easy. You get one of those packs shipped every 28 days. MyPersona.com/Roizen, and you get that discount on your first two orders. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. I hope you like our short version this week. There is great news. We'll present it for you and tell you how you can adapt it to make yourself younger and stay at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks very much, and thanks, Joe, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with 1004 and the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. We also, I should say, have a wonderful, wonderful interview at 1003, the CEO and founder of Quantine, the latest in non-invasive technology for detection of cancer. I should tell you that 104 is a story about alcohol-related deaths, 1004B, but this week it is 1003. Joe Bodke, founder of Quantine at UC Berkeley, the least invasive technology for the detection of cancer. Thanks very much.